Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Phoenix Zero.
When the secret police learn that a half-caste girl, Tanura, knew Mr. Buchanan well and used to bring him mysterious messages from her father, a native chieftain, Clint orders Barney to get acquainted with the girl and learn all he can. Barney gets to know her all right, but fails to return at the agreed time. And as the minutes pass, Clint begins to fear trouble. Accordingly, he, Speed, and Kinka leave Mrs. Buchanan's house where they have been waiting and make their way through the streets of Leopoldville to the home of Tanura.
Gosh, is the jungle always this noisy, Kinka? I don't see how anybody ever sleeps.
You'll become accustomed to it, Speed Gibson. You shall soon find out.
Wait a minute, boys. I believe this is the home of Tanura. At least it's the address the Belgian administrator gave me.
The light's on inside. Maybe Barney's safe after all, Clinton just forgot to watch the time.
Yeah, we'll soon find out. Come on.
Who is there?
The police. Open the door.
Do you think you ought to frighten her by saying we're the police, Clint?
Yes, Speed. If this girl is connected with the Octopus Gang in some way, we better lay our cards on the table right now. Nothing to be gained by beating around the bush.
What do police want with Tanura?
Is Barney Dunlap here?
Dunlap? The American? No, Barney. He leave me 1 hour ago. He did not even enter my office.
Well, you don't mind if we do.
Why, Barney? Tanura has done nothing to bring police to her.
Perhaps not. But I'd like to ask you some questions just the same.
It is well, Tanura. These are the secret police, His Excellency Clint Barlow and His Excellency Speed Gibson.
Be pleased to enter Tanura's own, Buona Barlow and Buona Gibson.
Thanks.
Be seated, please.
No, we can't stay. Now, can you understand me clearly, Tanura?
Yes. I was schooled at Mission. I understand you good, Buona Barlow.
And you don't look like anyone who might be connected with the Octopus.
Octopus?
You know of him?
I heard that name before. Evil name. That name take Barney Buchanan into jungle. Make him never come back. And break my papa's heart.
Gosh, Clint, looks like we're on something hot at last.
Easy, Speed. Now, Tanura, supposing you begin at the beginning and tell us as much about Mr. Buchanan and the Octopus as you can.
But you come here to look for America and Barney Dunlap.
Yes, but what you tell us of Mr. Buchanan may give us an idea as to what happened to Barney, where we can find him.
You mean he has disappeared too?
Yes, Tanura. Where did he say he was going when he left your presence?
To his cottage. He say he was very tired.
And that was an hour ago?
Oh, yes, even longer.
Looks suspicious, Clint.
What did you and Mr. Dunlap discuss during the evening, Tanura?
The trouble in my heart.
And what is that?
Ever since Dave Buona Buchanan disappeared in jungle, my heart has been heavy because he was gone. And because my papa was so sad. He feel like he caused Buona Buchanan's fate in some way.
You know Mrs. Buchanan?
Oh, yes. She is very kind lady.
She said that you used to bring her husband mysterious messages from your father. Do you know what these messages were?
No. No, my papa did not know either. They come to him from another village, from another chief.
Another chief?
My papa is chief of Swahilis here.
Since what evil day does the chieftain of the Swahilis carry the messages of another tribe like a safari worker?
Because his heart is kind. Other chief not talk the tongue of white Buona like my papa. He does not know Buona Buchanan like my papa, so he asked him, please take messages to Buona Buchanan, so he does.
Where is your father now?
Hunting for lions with spears. He comes back tomorrow.
And this other chief's village, is it far from here?
Not so far, but hard to reach. The jungle is thickest and most dangerous between Leopoldville and there.
I will guide you there safely, Your Excellency.
I know you would, Kinga. But we better forget that for the moment and try to learn what happened to Barney. Only thing left now is to go out and search the village for him.
Why don't you tell the Belgian authorities about him being missing, Clint?
No, Speed, not yet. We've got to work alone as much as possible just now. Too much searching for Barney might lose us all chances of finding him.
What do you mean?
That there's something darn mysterious about his disappearance, and I'm not going to rest until we find that fella. You'd better come with us, Tanura.
Oh, I will, Barney. Merrick and Dunlap, so kind to me. Say he helped me.
Well, Right now, I've got a hunch that Dunlap's the one that needs help. Come on, let's go look for it.
Well, we've looked everywhere in Leopoldville, Clint, and haven't seen a sign of Barney.
Yeah, I'm just about ready to report his disappearance to the Belgian police feed. I imagine they've been wondering why we're on the streets at this hour, as it is. You better get back to Mrs. Buchanan's and tell the guard there to tell their chief we want to see him.
Unfortunately, they can do little during the hours of darkness, Your Excellency. If they carry the search into the jungle, they will wait until daylight. And there is a storm coming.
Storm? How do you know?
I smell the rains, and the jungle brothers are quiet. Have you not noticed?
Say, that's right. I thought something was wrong. The animals aren't making any noise.
What is it you wish me to do, Buonaparte?
Well, you might as well return to your bungalow, Tenura. Kinker will take you back there. I'll send one of the guards over to keep an eye on your bungalow, too.
You mean I am prisoner, Buona? You think Tenura criminal?
No, but I don't want you to disappear, too. You're a valuable witness, Tenura, and we don't want to lose you.
No, believe me, Buona, when I say I will do anything to help you find this terrible octopus.
Clint! Look, coming toward us.
What?
It's Barney, Barney himself.
Well, I'll be... Hey, Barney, where the dickens have you been?
Hey, he doesn't answer, and he's walking kind of funny like he's groggy.
Yeah, come on, let's get to him. There's something wrong.
Oh, I pray that nothing has hurt him.
He moves like one in a dream.
Barney! Barney! What's the matter with you?
Who are you? Dark. Everything dark. Can't see.
Who am I? See, are you crazy or kidding, Barney? Come on, snap out of it. I'm in no mood for this, after searching the village for you for over an hour.
Clint?
Why, of course it's Clint. Who'd you think it was?
Eyes. Awful eyes. Blood red and shining.
What's he talking about,
eyes.
Clint?
I'm darned if I know, but I'm going to find
eyes
out if I have to punch it out of him.
Over flying eyes. Yeah, flying through the air. They came closer and closer and closer until they lit on me.
Flying eyes. I think I know. Wait one moment. I shall soon return.
Where's Kinka going?
I don't know. I'd like to know where Barney came from to be in this condition. Was he like this when he left you, Tenuta?
Oh, no, Buona. He was laughing, happy. Now he acts like evil spell is cast on me.
Evil eyes. Bad red eyes. But I gotta get away from him. Gotta get back to Clint at 11.
Clint, it's just like he's hypnotized.
Yes, it is. Now, what's this coming towards us?
His eyes. Red eyes. And Kinka carrying them.
Behold, I have the flying eyes, His Excellency. Mr. Dunlap speaks of the flying eyes. See? These eyes are the luminous markings on the wings of this giant moth.
Markings on the wings of a moth? And they hypnotized Barney?
Wait till he finds that out.
But that's fantastic. How could the markings of a moth's wing hypnotize anyone or anything?
It is true, Buonaparte. Hold the moth up, Kinka, with the wings outstretched so the Buona may gaze upon it. Now move them back and slow.
Behold.
Gosh, Clint, they do look like eyes. Awful eyes.
This is Central African silk moth. When he move wings like this, he hypnotize bird enemy. Scare him away.
Yes, it is thus that these moths save their lives, for they are harmless, weak.
They're sure big enough.
You will see many similar moths in this part of Africa, Speed Gibson. The eye markings on their wings are their only weapons, and powerful ones to judge by Mr. Dunlap. But he is the first man I have ever heard of being hypnotized by these markings.
Yeah, leave it to Barney.
Eyes. Flying eyes. Terrible red eyes.
I shall cover the moth so that His Excellency will not look upon its wings again and grow more confused. The night suddenly turned cold.
Cold? Why, as hot as anything, Kinka.
Eyes, eyes.
Oh, I've got to snap this lame brain out of his gaze somehow or slap it out of him. Yeah, that's an idea. Barney, wake up. Come on.
Hey, who are you slugging?
You, Trilby. He'll lie out of our sight for an hour or two and you get yourself hypnotized by a moth.
Yeah. Huh?
That's right, Barney. Markings on his silk moth's wing that look like eyes. They must have hypnotized you, all right. Hold it up again, Kinka, so they can see him.
Yes, Spit Gibson.
Hey, what's the matter? You're shaking like a leaf.
Oh, I'm all right.
Well, you better be, if you're to guide us to that native village tomorrow, Kinka. Oh, there's the moth, Barney. You remember it?
Say, come to think of it, I do. After I left Tanura...
Yes, Buona Donna.
Oh, you're here, too. Hello.
Oh, come on, come on. What happened after you left Tanura?
Yeah. I starts right out for Mrs. Buchanan's bungalow, and all of a sudden I see a pair of eyes fly past. Well, I knew there was something cockeyed about that, so I followed him. Well,
that was bad.
Oh, I wasn't going clear into the jungle after him, but they lit right on the edge of the clearing. I went up to look at him closer, and I looked and looked. And next thing I knew, Clint was socking
him. Yeah, with good reason. Of all the dimwits, you take the cake. Now, come on. Let's get back to Mrs. Buchanan, or she'll think we're lost, too.
Let's take that moth along, Kinka. I'd like to examine it closer.
Yes, please, Gibson. I...
Hey, what's the matter with the kid?
Maybe the eyes got him, too.
No, no, go. Leave me.
What? Kinka, what's wrong?
Your Excellency, I...
He's fainted.
Kinka! Kinka! Why, he's completely out.
Let Tanura see.
His hands are like ice.
But he is consumed by flames.
Huh? Was that moth poisonous, too?
But he said it was harmless.
It is not moth, but fever. He has the black water fever. Kinka will not lead you into jungle tomorrow.